The 2025 hurricane season has been underway for almost 2 months now, and there has been activity on both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, predicted in June there would be 13 to 18 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, and 2 to 5 major hurricanes, Category 3 or greater, for the 2025 season. And this aligns with Colorado State University's forecast for 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes, supported by warm Atlantic sea surface temperatures. All indications point to an above-average season. Tropical Storm Chantal made landfall in the Carolinas with high winds and flooding in July, and now Tropical Storm Erin has formed in the central Atlantic and is moving west with 45-mile-per-hour winds. Erin is expected to become the first hurricane of the season over the weekend. Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, ARRL Director of Emergency Management, said that Erin is expected to stay mainly off the coast, but there may be some impact to the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. These early storms remind us now is the right time for amateur radio operators to begin thinking about how they can help if and when these storms begin to ramp up and cause damage, said Johnston. We know that conventional communications can fail, and amateur radio will be there to fill the gap. Johnston added that hams should check their equipment, including radios, antennas, and power supplies, and know the emergency frequencies used during activation. The Voice over Internet Protocol Hurricane PrepNet now runs weekly on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an active forum for situational updates, net control recruitments, and emergency coordination. The Hurricane Watch Net keeps tabs on tropical storms and hurricanes and activates its nets on 14.325 MHz upper sideband by day and 7.268 MHz lower sideband by night. What amateur radio operators do now to prepare for these dangerous and damaging storms will make a difference, noted Johnston, and help save lives.